it's one of those things you can observe the lying in actual fact and observe the traditional transitional period. What they, in Tibetan terms, they call it the madhana. The division between the physical and the spiritual. And there is a gap between the two in that respect. Mm-hmm. Some people call it like a tunnel or something of that nature, but a very dark one, for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's very, very clear within that. And then, of course, one then finds that one enters into an area of light. Mm-hmm. And the usual thing is that within that light one also sees, because one has the memory of the body, so one achieves a thought body, as you might say, so one still sees oneself in that physical form, as you might say, but mature. If it's a child, it will grow to maturity. If it's old, it will revert back to middle age. Because that is the peak of its
abilities,
and it would need that. It will need that, you see, that peak, to be able to appreciate from the spiritual side of things its progression or otherwise.
Yes.
What needs to be done to further that in its next rebirth. So it's a thing, it really is something to look forward to. And of course this is not a heaven today in the sense of being higher than this, it's a parallel.
So yes.
It's not a stage up.
Yes.
I mean, there are stages up,
sure.
Of course, but you need to be, shall we say, at least a non-returner to move up into the next one.
Yeah.
Or beyond that.
Sure.
To go further up as well. But there you are, we don't need to go into that.
Sure.
But certainly there is that aspect to you, and when you come to think about it, that's something really good, because you've left behind this physical state of affairs as such. Whilst it's maybe temporary before you come back, at least you get a respite and come back. No, the consciousness knows what has to be done.
Yes.
But it doesn't come about in true birth and as you grow. It doesn't come about in thought understanding. Usually you find as it grows and moves along, it begins to get sort of urges to move in this direction or that direction. I feel there's something I've got to go along this path rather than that.
Right.
And if you go the wrong way, you find everything's going haywire and you have to get moved back to the other one. And that is the consciousness producing that. But it doesn't use words, you see. But you can think of that in your own life, can't you?
Well, excellent.
So in actual fact, with the consciousness pushing it in one way and the intellect to attach to the world with all its bits and pieces, trying to move another, it finds itself quite often starting to have to come back to what the consciousness has to do. So we do have duality there. But in that death in actual fact brings to a greater clarity.
It gives an opportunity.
And an opportunity.
That's right.
So each death represents a further opportunity to better itself in every way. Not only itself, but as a result of bettering itself, it would help to better the world.
Sure, yeah.
Because it's not just individual, it's still connected with everything.
Yes.
But death is the thing, it's something to really appreciate what it really is. Mm. As I say, one looks forward to it, of course one does. Mm. But one doesn't wish it.
No, sure.
That's a different thing entirely. And one knows it when the time comes, because it depends upon this thing, the physical body,
sure.
It's got to live its life out as well.
Sure.
And through that, of course, we begin to know still more.
Until
it's finished its piece within itself, we can't bless it, but we still look forward to that time when we can.
Well, of course, the longer that we do live, the more we can put these things into practice.
That's right. Exactly.
Which is
it becomes so natural anyway, you don't even think about it at the end of the time.
It's
normal.
Yeah.
That is your norm.
Yeah.
See, there's another funny thing, normality. It's a strange thing when you think about that. At every stage in your life you've been perfectly normal. Every day it's been normal. But how different is that norm now to 10 years, 20 years ago? Mm. It's happened so subtly and gently, you didn't even know it was changing. Very subtle is this business of normality.
Yeah. Well, of course, that comes back to honing one's skills of becoming mindful.
That's right, exactly, exactly. Then one recognises the change.
So the, yeah.